In this bulletin, more women than ever before among Australians revered in the Queen's birthday honours. Police concerned about the welfare of a Belgian teenager who disappeared in May. And in sport, Rafael Nadal wins his 12th French Open tennis title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Several Indigenous community leaders have been recognised in this year's Queen's Birthday Honours List for their cultural contributions. Victor George Chapman from New South Wales has been honoured for his significant service to tertiary education and Indigenous people. Melbourne woman Carolyn Briggs has been awarded for her work with the community, including preserving her native language. She says she also works with non-Indigenous children to help them understand their place in society and to respect Aboriginal stories.
Listening to other people as I travelled around country, making sense of people and cultures and the diversity of cultures. And that's a part of what my role as an elder is.
The West Australian government is introducing a men's wellbeing policy in response to a poor health rating for men in that state. The figures show that more than three quarters of men in Western Australia are overweight or obese, and 14% are smokers. The numbers will guide the WA health system's attempts to address these concerns, as well as improve physical and mental wellbeing. New South Wales police are conducting an extensive search for a missing Belgian teenager who disappeared in May. Theo Hayes was last seen on May the 31st in Byron Bay, but police were not told the 18-year-old was missing until early June. Mr. Hayes' belongings were left untouched at his hostel, and he hasn't made any recent transactions with his bank account. Detective Chief Inspector Matthew Keogh says police have serious concerns about the missing man's welfare.
Our last recorded phone records indicate the phone was used in and around this area. And Theo was last seen leaving a bar in Byron Bay about 11 p.m. on that Friday evening. It's very unusual behaviour from Theo. He is usually very regular in the contact with his family.
A seven-year-old boy is fighting for his life after spending around 6 hours waiting to be rescued from a sinking boat off the Sunshine Coast. Water police raced to find the boy and two adults after receiving a distress call on Sunday morning. Police say the Coast Guard was deployed to the last known location, about 14 kilometres off the coast of Caloundra, and all vessels in the area were notified that the boat was sinking. The trio was spotted in the water by a tanker that was anchored offshore, which notified authorities who carried out the rescue just before 8 a.m. The boy is in a critical condition after suffering hypothermia from being in the water for so long. Boris Johnson, the favourite to succeed the British Prime Minister Theresa May, says he'll withhold payment of the country's European Union exit bill to try to secure a better deal. Mr. Johnson is one of 11 MPs vying to replace Ms. May after she resigned as leader of the governing Conservatives on Friday. Mr. Johnson has targeted the large pro-exit wing of his Conservative Party, promising a hard line with Brussels over the terms of Britain's exit. India's top order has fired and its bowlers have been steady to lead one of the Cricket World Cup favourites to a 36-run victory over reigning champion Australia. Sikar Dhawan hit 117, his 17th one-day international century, to help lift the Indians to a commanding 5 for 352 in their World Cup clash. In contrast, several Australian batsmen got decent starts, but none could bat long enough to seriously challenge India, with five-time winner dismissed for 316 in exactly 50 overs. The loss is Australia's first in the tournament so far. In tennis, Rafael Nadal says he's thankful for his sporting achievements after winning his 12th French Open title in Paris. He overcame Australian player Dominic Thiem in a repeat of last year's Roland Garros final. The Spaniard has now secured 18 major wins, and he says he wants to keep competing at the highest level. But Nadal adds he doesn't want to focus on whether he can equal Swiss rival Roger Federer's number of Grand Slam wins.
I feel very lucky about all the things that are happening to me. And if at the end of my career I am able to win a couple of more Grand Slams and be closer to Roger, will be unbelievable. If not, for me, still unbelievable.
Lewis Hamilton has won the Canadian Grand Prix for Mercedes after Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel crossed the finish line first but was penalised and bumped into second place. Vettel, who started from pole, took the checkered flag ahead of Hamilton but was demoted for a dangerous return to the circuit after running onto the grass. His return ahead of Hamilton forced the Briton to brake sharply or face being pushed into the wall. Ferrari has vowed to appeal against the decision. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and a possible morning storm, 16 degrees. Mostly sunny in Adelaide with rain developing later in 21. Mostly sunny for Melbourne, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 16. Wollongong, sunny in 21. Similar in Sydney, 22. Much the same for Newcastle, 23. Brisbane, similar conditions, 25. Cairns, a shower or two and 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.